got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hi, this is Kevin Hart, former defenseman for the Dundee Stars, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello, and welcome to episode 114 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, how are you?
I'm not bad, Junior. I'm not bad.
Good. For the second time of day.
For the second time of day. Just seen a wee giggle at myself there regarding the episodes of the show. 114. You were a wee bit freaked out last week when you said 113 because you weren't sure. And then you're a wee bit freaked out again this week because you weren't really too sure if it was 114 or not. But what I was laughing at was, it's 114 episodes of us talking, Bash, is it? Let's be honest.
Well,
but listen, people listen.
As I've said before.
And I thank them for it.
It's you talking, Bash.
Telling you, Junior, listen, the people will tell you. I'm the voice of reason on the show. You're the voice of Bash.
You're just the fucking voice. Nobody can get in because of you. Anyway. Other than that, you're okay.
I'm good.
Good.
It's a lovely weather. The sun's out. What else do you need there?
Sun's out. Well, that's what I was looking at it, thinking to myself, you know, started recording. I'm like, it's still light outside because
I know.
Lost an hour. Was it an hour last week? Was it last weekend? Or is it this weekend?
No.
I think it might be this weekend.
Mother's Day is the 30th. I thought it was the same day. I might be around.
Right, hold on, folks. Before we get into the night,
are you checking it or am I checking it?
Yeah, no, I'm checking it. When do the clocks go forward?
Okay.
When do the clocks
and then
go
we will be able to tell the listeners.
Oh, no, 30th of March, yeah.
So it's Saturday night, and then it's Mother's Day in the morning.
Interesting, because I'm sure Shannon's calendar downstairs in the kitchen says it was either last weekend or this weekend coming. So I'm going to hit here.
Junior, listen, that'll be the Fife calendar. They're on a different calendar to the rest of the world, right?
They're like their own wee Mayan calendar, but it's not even the Mayan calendar. It's the fucking stupid calendar.
No, it's like an incest calendar or something like that.
It's the eugenics
calendar they're on.
As I was about to say, it's good that it's still light outside, that I don't have to put on the extra light and everything, and it's still early enough, like lighty enough for when we're recording all that. But, Senior, I'm feeling good this week, and I'm going to get a good friend of mine to describe in one word how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling this week. Woo.
Woo. I wonder what that was.
Andy Mack. Woo!
Now it sounds better.
It's Andy
you
Mack.
You know what? It doesn't even sound like him.
Woo! I could just keep playing it the whole
time.
That's
outstanding.
Wait.
A view from Section C sponsored by. Woo!
Wait till we get to the game reviews because I'm going to play it after every goal.
Oh, no, we'll be here for a while.
Oh, dear.
It's been a good few days, eh?
It's a very good few days. And it was a good day for somebody today because the ever unprofessional me obviously forgot to do the competition yesterday. So we did the competition reveal today for the Don Michele £50 voucher. Oh, here he goes.
You kept that quiet. because this is, well, I got a boot, I never seen it. And you're like, yeah, yeah. You only done
I just thought you might you never seen it. The, I just thought you never, I thought you might you never seen it the day.
No, I never seen it yesterday or the day.
Yeah, I forgot yesterday. To be fair, I was busy doing another thing. Totally forgot about it. So yeah, our competition winner was Sophie Kuhl. So well done to Sophie. And as I said on the recorded video, you're still not allowed to take Reese. You can take anybody else you want. But Reese not so sharp. You can't attack him. I think she might attack Stacey Anderson because she's pals with Stacey. You might attack her, but I'm also available.
I'm pals with Stacey and I, but fuck it, I didn't get to go. You know what I mean? Oh, and I'll tell you, I thought I was going to be the only winner.
Well, but honestly, you weren't right, so you couldn't be the only winner.
How? Pittsburgh Penguins. Well, what?
And what rat do they throw in the ice?
Oh, I didn't see. I thought it was the Penguins.
Ah, oh, fucking dog pish. I'll tell you who would have got it right, though, if he'd entered it, was Huntie, because Huntie supports every team in the NHL.
Apart from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Apart from the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Ottawa. He doesn't like Ottawa too much either now. But he supports every other team.
I wonder why. I guess just because it's me and you.
That or because we beat New York, maybe that's why he doesn't like them.
Maybe.
What else have you played recently? You boys beat Minnesota, so you wouldn't like that either because he likes Minnesota.
Yeah.
There's a few other teams he likes, and just another 29 teams.
Yeah.
There's just the two or three that he doesn't support. Anyway.
Get checking your phone, Junior. Get checking your phone. You'll see the messages coming through in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, smart arse. Clowns. That's what I'll be the clown emoji. That's his favourite in clown emoji. Right, MBE Valeting Services sponsor two-way watch. So, a very brief two-way watch. Obviously, due to Josh being injured. The Kirkcaldy Kestrels won 8-0 at home to the North Ayrshire Wild. There was no games for the Aberdeen Lynx at the weekend. However, Dom obviously played up all three games, the two away games in Manchester and Belfast, and then the home game as well is back up for Jarrett. That was all there was for two-way watch. Coming into Rockets talk, though, the Dundee Rockets continued their winning streak by beating the famous Paisley Pirates. At home by 4-2. Goals by Lewis McIntosh, Michael Becker, the GOAT John Dolan, and Charlie Scott. So Cam goes out injured, and Charlie comes in and scores for him instead. Things you love to see. Michelle was a very proud mama at the weekend. I saw she put it on Instagram, proud mama moment. But yeah, great to see Charlie jumping in there as well. What a goal.
It's about time Dolan started chipping in
wee
goals.
Yeah. So, senior, the league table looks like this. There can be no changes in the standings now. There are only three games left at the weekend. The Rockets host our good pals, the Kilmarnock Thunder. Edinburgh host Aberdeen. And the Kestrels host the famous Paisley Pirates. So no changes in the standings. I assume it just goes straight top four. So it'll be the Rockets against the Kestrels, Edinburgh against Aberdeen in the playoffs. But although there's nothing to play for in the standings, there is something to play for in top point scorer. It looks like this. John Dolan and Chad Smith now tied on 59 points for the season. Joel Lynch up there with 54 and Joel Tamagotchi in fourth on 52 points. JD was a wee bit ahead, Chad, at one point. I'm expecting JD to be top point scorer end of the season with him playing Kilmarnock. Unless the rest of them for the playoffs in the cup.
Yeah. You'd like to think so, but I'd noticed at the weekend that the laddie Joe Lynch, they were playing Kilmarnock. I think he scored five. And Chad had a hat trick. It was something like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not really too sure if John will bother about that at this stage of the season, right? When they're going
John,
for a threat.
Us.
Yeah. It's I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff maybe rests him a wee bit and allows him. He'll play all the games to the end of the season, but I think his ice time might go down a bit. Unless they maybe let him go gung-ho against Kilmarnock to try and get lots of points and then miss out the remaining games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you ask John, what would you rather have? Top of the scoring charts or an R2 trophies? I think John will take the two trophies every single day of the week.
Listen, playing the first period, rack up about 10 points, then sit on his arse the rest of the game. That's how you need to do. So that's kind of all there is to play for now, is whoever's going to be top point scorer in the league. No movement elsewhere. Just before we move on to the big stuff in the Stars games, we do have our honourable mention this week. And our honourable mention this week goes to, and this is how it was, this is how it keeps getting put across to us for Becky at the time, Wee Brody.
Yeah, Wee Brody.
What a wee legend. Brody brings in sweet treats nearly every week for the Brownie girls, Becky and Lara. And they always share out some bits with us. And it was this last weekend, it was a Kinder Bueno Rocky Road type thing. It was absolutely delightful. Shannon thought it was too sweet for her. And I was like, well, if you're not happy, I'll eat it. She's like, no, I still want it.
Outstanding. But, that was outstanding.
Yeah.
I think nearly everybody in set, I think nearly every six rounders got two bits each. That was
I only
amazing.
Got one.
Ah, well, there you go. I got two.
So what the fuck? What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened there, Becky?
Well, that's quite easy. I'm the favourite. That's what happens.
Well,
but I'll tell you, what are we? You're right. What a wee legend he is, Wee Brody.
Yeah.
For the work that he must put into some of the things that the girls come in with, that's amazing. And he's a young laddie. He's not like fucking 17, 18, 19 year old laddie. He's a 12. Young bairn. I think he's 12, is he?
Yeah.
12 year old. Sits in section C, sits in row A at the front. Unfortunately for him, it's next to Gary Munro. But yeah. You've got to take the good with the bad sometimes, Brody.
yeah.
But absolutely tremendous. What a wee legend he is.
Yeah, he brings out, I think he brought crunchy fudge one week, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
it's ridiculous.
Brody, keep it up. Keep up the good work. The great Dundee Star Baker is what we've been calling him now. Keep up the good work and keep bringing us wee sweet treats because we love them.
Definitely.
But stop giving them to Becky at the time.
Yeah, because she eats missed it.
Exactly. Is he at the Tupperware she came back with the other week?
No.
It was a full bag. It wasn't about 12 bits of Tupperware in it. Unbelievable.
No, unless Lara took some down to Manchester with her and shared it with Alex.
Well, speaking of Manchester and Alex, it's time for the 51 Club-sponsored game reviews. So we were away to the Manchester Storm first up on Wednesday. Stars went 1-0 up and scored the only goal of the first period through Brendan Harms on the power play, assisted by Zach Sekos and Spencer Nass at 14:42. Stars doubled the lead through Philippe Sonch at 30:58. Assisted by Jonathan McBean and Keanu Yamamoto. Manchester pulled one back through Ryan Hughes at 33:14 on the power play. Cam Kiley restored the two-goal cushion at 37:25, assisted by Robert Ndow. That's very close to saying Robert Dowd there, senior. You're going to be a bit happy there.
I was thinking, oh my God, he's signed.
Harmsey got his second of the night in the empty netter at 57-12, assisted by Pouncey and Sekos. Dallas Earthart with a quick response for Manchester to try and bring him back into it at 57-44. Then Spencer Nash with icing on the cake at 59-59, empty net again, assisted by Harms and Dow, giving Stars a 5-2 victory, not in Manchester, in Altrincham.
Yeah.
Because it's not Manchester.
What a result.
Big
what
win.
What a result. Big, big win. We had them getting bit. Yeah. And it's a difficult place to go. We knew we were going to go in short benched. What we didn't think what was going to happen was we were going to travel even without Richard Sabo. And that was that was a bit of a surprise to me. And I'm thinking, oh my God, something's happened. Is it kicked off this Sunday or whatever? But you know what? Big Cheese goes in, gets a good performance, and we get a 5-2 victory. The biggest thing for me out of that was Cameron Kiely giving Tyler Heinem his tatties. Yes, who knew that Cameron Kiely had that in his locker?
I wouldn't have said he gave him his tatties.
He did.
Oh, he did. It was a lot of grappling, and they threw a couple, and that was
Heinem. Heinem dropped his glove. He threw one glove off, and before he got the second in off, Kiely had both them off and rattled them. And rightly so. Who knew?
Disagree.
It's no what you expect to Cameron Kiely.
No.
It's no what you expect to Cameron Kiely. But he did. And it's good to see, because he probably got a wee bit of stick after the Sunday game. Harmsy got a bit of stick, and the two of them came back. Kylie's come, they keep both of them come back with goals, and then Kiely comes back fighting. And you thought, yeah, okay. But listening to Mark's interview about it, thanks. We got 10 put past. Well, we're all devastated in the manner that it happened. But as Mark says in one of his interviews after the games this week, shit happens, eh? And there's a lot more things in the world that are a lot worse than getting beat at a game of ice hockey. As fans, it's something at that it's raw right after the game. But in the grand scheme of things, he's absolutely right. It's a game of ice hockey. It's probably hurts them more because that's their job. For us, we're just fans. And I know we pay a lot of good money to go and see it, but I think it was good to see somebody like a Cam Kiely dropping the gloves. And it showed to me that he really... Because he could have just sort of tried to skate away from it and no get involved. But, yeah, he seemed riled up on Wednesday. But yeah, tremendous result. Didn't expect it. But I'll take it all the same.
Yeah, and then we come home, wee bit of training. Then we got Belfast on Saturday, and probably the biggest shock of the week. Stars rush off to a 3-0 lead. Spencer Nass on the power play, assisted by Sonch and Harms at 6:08. Spencer Nass got his second at 7:57, assisted by Kyle Pouncey. And at 12:23, Kyle Pouncey jumped in with a goal, assisted by Nass and Harms. Belfast pulled one back through that chubby wee shite, Gabe Bast, at 17:42 on the power play. And then the chubby wee Bast scored again at 27:44 in the second period with the only goal. No goals in the third, although they were pushing. And a 65 save performance by Big Cheese.
He equaled
the record.
I think Zemlak, I think Zemlak's got the Elite League record. I think it's about 71 for Fife and Nottingham 1 year. But for a Stars record, absolutely outstanding. You know, you go 3-0 up in Belfast, right? and you think, yeah, have we peaked too early? And we're 3-0 up after 12 minutes. We're hanging on after that. They get one before the end of the period. Yeah. And then they get another one in the second period. And you're thinking at this point, yeah, we're going to death here. We're going to be so tired. But, yeah, big cheese done the business, eh?
Yeah. You say that about Zemlak having the league record of 71 saves or was it Nottingham. But the other question is, how many did he let in that game as well?
20. They got beat 15-9.
But yeah, big cheese really pulling all the stops there. And a lot of people have said it. A lot of people that were there have said it. And a lot of people that were watching on the stream had said it, that we played 15 minutes of unbelievable hockey. You play that against anyone in the league, you win the game against them. Yeah. And then after that 15 minutes, it was, let's really play the dirty road game now and sit in, defend, just get rid of the shit we need to. You know, we're fucking 3 goals up here. Let's fucking reserve. Like, let's just hold on to it. Squeaky bum time at the start of the third, only being a 1-goal game again, but absolutely credit to the team to come away with 2 points in regulation.
Yeah, it wasn't overtime, regulation. I'll be honest with you, Junior. We some of the games that have went on this season, that for me is probably one of the shocks of the season, considering Sheffield put 10 past us the week before.
Yeah.
To then go into Belfast and beat them 3-2 in regulation. Now, I've said it for a while with the league standings, right? I would take Belfast in the playoffs. I've said it, right? That's the last twice we beat Belfast. They will not want us in the playoffs, I'm telling you. Right? The rest of them might fancy their chances against us, probably more so Sheffield. but I don't think they'll want to win the league, guaranteed. But they'll not be wanting us to finish eighth. But I think I'm trying to think of the lines again, because my mind's went blank because I've been busy today. Nas, Harms, and who's Sekos. The other one on the first line? Sekos, that's it. Right. And I know that Nas scored 2, Harms were on the score sheet. Sekos wasn't on the score sheet, right? And even Kiefer said it, that our first line, and that would include Sekos, fucking destroyed them. Yeah. Certainly in that first period.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big fan of Ozark Sekos. I really, I've said it to you umpteen times. If we're bringing guys back, for me, he is up there. We must be signed. Like that first line, we said it last year about Nas, Harms and Valentini, and could we get somebody like Valentini? He's a different player to Valentini, but I think overall, since Nas has come back, I think Sekos has went up another gear, and I think he is the perfect centreman for A2.
Yeah, I actually think that the line's upgraded now than when it was with Valentini. Now, don't get me wrong, Valentini is a hell of a player, but I actually think we now get more out of Brendan Harms with Zach Sekos on that line with him. I think Sekos is, although he can score, I think Sekos really is a massive playmaker on that line. And Harms, he seems to be producing a lot more goals this year without Valentini. And having Sekos and Nas on that line with them. So yeah, absolutely. Sign the three of them up. I don't think it'll happen. I think we'll maybe get one out of those three, but sign the three of them up.
Even like last season, right? There was two of them that would really work defense, right? And that was Nas and Harms. Like, we'll be honest with it, right? Valley wasn't too keen on the defensive type side of the game, right? But Sekos is. And the three of them are a better combination, I think, for the whole team than what Valley was. But yeah, What a player. But who'd have thought, eh? Into Belfast, pick up 2 points. Outstanding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Were they thinking coming back up the road? I said it before the game. Come up. If we can get a point, I'm happy. 5 out of 6. Oh, I get 5 out of 6 when we get 6 out of 6. Yep. Brendan Harms, after 45 seconds, assisted by Nass and Sekos. Jake Dörflinger at 1:38 tied the game. Ryan Hughes made it 2-1 at 15:51, end of period one scoring. Jonathan McBean tied the game, assisted by Sonshin Yamamoto, 36-32, with a very, very sweet snipe in that top corner. Dryden Dow then made it 3, assisted by McBean and Sonsh at 38-58. Alexis doused in the dirt is gone at 40-38, 38 seconds into the third period, with the only goal, no goals in overtime, goes to the shootout, and only one goal scored in the shootout by none other than that man again. He loves a shootout goal, Keanu Yamamoto, and big cheese with all of the stops, giving Stars a 4-3 victory after a shootout and a 6-point week. Senior.
Yeah. Who'd have thought, eh? Who'd have thought?
Senior.
We spoke about it.
I said 4-3 in overtime.
Ah, well, got it. Penalties, unlucky.
Got it. What
the, I'd probably took them in by regulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we spoke about it. Winning in Manchester, winning in Belfast, you know what? They're going to be absolutely arsed. Let's take a point, right?
Yeah.
And let's move on. But you're right. Why not just go the full way and take the 6 points? What an effort, bet. Every single player. Every single one of them, right? But I'm going to sort of say one player in particular, right? And it's not the goalie, believe it or not. It's Ben O'Connor.
Hold on. I need to go and make sure from one of the other supporters groups that you can speak about him this week.
Okay. Am I allowed to speak about him?
They said no, but you're going to do it anyway.
All right, I'm going to do it anyway. Because, yeah. Listen, he's coming for criticism, and he's probably coming for a bit of criticism for us as well, Junior, right? But when plays like that, that's the Ben O'Connor you're expecting, right? I thought he was outstanding from start to finish. And I said it in the group chat that I think when we went down to 5D, right, and we're struggling defensively, Ben's ice time goes up, Ben's responsibility goes up, Ben's performances go up. And to me, he proved a lot of people wrong at the weekend. And there was a lot of people came on social media and said exactly the same thing. They have criticised him, but credit where credit is due. He was outstanding. And, it's good to see. That is fantastic to see. But again, is it about the goalie? Probably.
Yeah.
He kept one. He done it again. You get the penalty shooter and he's absolutely breathing out his arse. Yet he saves 5 of them. What could you do?
I think the funny thing as well, though, Senior, is that he will probably want maybe 2 of those 3 back.
Certainly the third.
Yeah. You knew straight away it was the head was doing it, and you could actually see the way the head went. It was as if to say, fuck. Like he knew.
Yeah.
But you know, when the guys had that many shots on him, fucking hell, exactly. Don't blame him.
That could be fatigue, eh? He's just not got there. He's probably thought I'll get there, and he's just not expecting it. Listen, it's a good goal, right? But he'll know himself. He should never have been caught at that post. But yeah, well, if that's the only thing we can say bad, for the want of better words, bad about his performance over the last three games, that's no bad. 107 saves over the weekend is what I couldn't have done. 107.
And did not make it in any of the saves of the week. Yeah. You had 107 to fucking choose from.
I don't think he'll bother. Like, oh. I seen his interview and he just seems to be so laid back and it's like it's my job type of interview, isn't it? You know, the guys laid their cell out and I just do my job.
What was really funny, right, was so the game where I can't mind a few weeks back and Sabo was getting it and Jarrett's behind it, giving it all of this, you know, giving it to the crowd, get going for him. And then when we were chatting for Jarrett on Sunday, he looked embarrassed by it. He looked like he didn't want anybody chanting for him. As if to say, no me. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You're getting it this week. You deserve it. But yeah, what a performance by him throughout the whole of last week in the weekend. Stinyar, your man of the match for the Storm home game?
I'll disagree with the sponsors. I thought Sonchi played well, but I thought Sonchi was
very good. I thought he was very good, but
I'm caught between two. I'll tell you what. I'll get to the goalie. I'll get to Jarrett. It's probably only fair that you get to it. But my other name was Ben.
Okay.
But there's so many. Yeah, what, Junior? Yeah. Johnny McBean, I thought, was magnificent.
Yeah. Man of the match for me, he's one of our own. It was Captain Fantastic Dryden Dow. It was.
Yeah.
I thought Dryden was fucking outstanding on Sunday.
It's outrageous, that man's ice thing. Outrageous.
I know. The ice time, the I think he only had one blocked shot. It seemed like more, but he was there and amongst them all the time. He was fucking legs first into the board at the end of overtime. I've never seen Ayrley jump off the bench so quickly to make sure he was all right. He was back up and she's like, oh, okay. I'm trying to hear somebody else to try and fucking fix now. It was just, there's so many.
There's so many players you could speak about. Craig Moore was another one. Actually, you could probably say the five-man defensive unit.
And then
if you include Jarrett and amongst that as well. That was a tremendous effort. But what I liked about Dryden was when we decided to go with the new song, Moorsey's just looking at him as if to say, you've got it. And his head's nodding in tune with everybody. He's made it. So we know what happens now when you become one of our own. You have to sign every season.
It's not even that. It's not even signed every season. It's Mark and the owners now have to go and have a chat with them and get a lifetime contract signed. It's no every season. Yeah. We're signing the lifetime contract now, and that's it. Legally binding until you retire. You're no longer got any other team. So that's it. Done.
Definitely.
But yeah. So yeah, Dryden for me. So it brings one of the league standings. Oh, and then he jumps in again.
And then you've got the Storm backup looking up winking. W-I-N-K.
Wink it. Okay.
Yes. W-I-N-K-I-N-G. Someone that sits three seats along from me.
Me?
It was caught. No, no, you. Maybe it was.
Me and him had a wee chat at the bench at the start of the game. Yeah. I think Laura was a bit jealous.
Yes, it wasn't happy. And then she was suitably embarrassed.
Yes, massively.
So, yeah, massively.
Lead standing.
Flood these Ebrus, Junior. Flood these Ebrus.
Fife Flyers still bottom, 10 points through 45 games. Manchester Storm in ninth, 36 through 45. Stars still in eighth, 44 points through 47. But Senior, as I said to you last week, we don't look below it, we look above it. Only 3 points behind Glasgow, although Glasgow have two games in hand. We're now only 6 points behind Guildford. Guildford have a game in hand, however, we're due to play them this weekend. Coventry in fifth, 54 points through 46. Cardiff fourth in that playoff clinched spot, 58 through 45. Nottingham third, 62 through 46. Sheffield 63 through 46. And the Belfast Giants still top, 66 points through 45 games. I am going to say it now because I didn't really. I still don't think it'll happen, but Nottingham are still in there with a shout of winning the league.
I know.
They've slowly just sat there, just sitting there, and we'll just go about and they were Job, and you know, we're happy with third, but hold on, actually. Yeah. We have a Belfast double header home and away last weekend of the season.
Yeah.
If we can keep it that tight,
they can still win the league.
It's mental.
It is mental because I've not been too complimentary about them.
Nah.
That's what I was going to wait to say. Yeah, the goalie's good.
To be fair,
but
they might not be that good, but they're consistent.
Yes, yeah. Now, you know what? Probably before and we Nottingham teams, you had guys, you had lots of flair player guys. I think now they've got a team, and they've all gelled well together. But I'll be honest with you, I'd be happy enough, as I said earlier, with the league finishing the way it is there, and I would take Belfast home and away in the playoffs and see what we could do.
Senior, before we move on to your good and the bad and the ugly, I had a message sent to us from a Claire Martin on YouTube on the video. About one of the pictures I put up randomly, and they weren't happy that I changed the picture, because they missed the jump scare. Because in honour of episode 114, here we go, James Feeling's back. Okay, moving on. She is saying that bring back, and I quote, bring back the original James Feeling photo. I missed the jump scare.
Okay.
So we're not going with the Stars one anymore. We're going back to the one in his Dallas top.
Oh dear.
Senior, take it away.
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know what? It's been difficult this week because I really struggled for the bad and ugly. Which is unlike me, when we are probably the most inconsistent or the most inconsistent team in the league. But the good, so many good things, so many good performances over the last 5 days. It was a collective effort. So I'm going to say the good is the whole team getting 6 points in 5 days. You could say what you can about the goalie, but then you could counteract that with Dryden's performance, Ben's performance, Johnny McBean, the whole lot of them. So the good is just picking up the 6 points in 5 days when it was totally unexpected. The bad, the only thing I could come up with, Junior, is I can't see any sign of players coming back. And that's a bit of a worry. The club, rightly so, keep it under wraps. The fans always tend to find out stuff about players, but there's none. And that is a worry. I wouldn't like to think that we're going to have to go to a doubleheader away to Cardiff and Guildford with the same 14 skaters and five D-men. I'm hoping that maybe one, possibly two, could maybe then join in on that trip, and we'll see what happens. And again, the ugly, believe it or not, there is an ugly, again, is the timing of the goals. When it happened on Sunday, I says to you, here we go, I should have just kept the notes open for last week, and I'll just keep adding on to them, because we score after 45 seconds, and at 1:45, I think it is, Manchester equalise, and then they score 38 seconds into a third period and everything. That just fucking irks me so much that it's continuing to happen. One of these days we'll come a cropper with it. But that was it. It's all about the 6 points in 5 days, Junior. So that's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good. Thank you. I just thought you said the ugly was going to be your eye that you keep going on about, but I'm going there, wasn't
it? I've not went on about it. No, not went on about it. I'll just crack on, Junior.
Good. But yeah, listen, I think we've run out of superlatives for Jarrett and certain players like a Dryden and that this weekend. Again, one of the good things for me that I wanted to highlight was just how fucking good a player Keanu Yamamoto is. I think they hate to sign him again next year. If he's willing to come back, get him signed now. He's fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
His
games just went to a different level recently, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liam,
I'll tell you. He counts out with that penalty shot.
Yep, he does that. Liam, mean tattoo sponsored game preview, senior. So we do have a double header away to the Cardiff Devils and the Guildford Flames. Tough weekend, especially coming if it is 14 skaters again, and getting a 6 point week. It's a tough weekend to go into to try and keep that momentum going.
It's probably one of the hardest weekends you can probably get, because they are two very, very good teams. And two teams I would try and avoid at all costs at the playoffs. Cardiff have done us before in playoffs. Guildford, we've never cheered. But that was a long time ago, still bitter, but yeah.
twice they've cheated with.
We're cheated with in the BNL, and then cheated with the
playoff weekend. The refs cheated with that weekend as well, and even the fucking commentator said it.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really tough. I'm assuming you've done your players to watch. Or you've been unprofessional,
so,
and you've
not
done it, and you're just gonna
fuck off. I'm always ready for this part. So Cardiff Devils, Josh McDonald, top goal scorer for the Devils this year with 23 goals. Zach O'Brien, 43 points in 38 games. And then I've kind of went a joint one with Bounds and Carruth, depending on which goal he plays. Ben had the weekend off. Carruth had the game, but Ben was back up. Bounds, 2.30 goals against and a 93.09 save percentage over 22 games. And Carruth is 2.61 with a 91.51 save percentage in 18 games. So you're going to score more than three goals.
Well, even, listen, if we could do what we've done to Belfast, good. Getting amongst the early doors and then just hold on for absolutely grim death. You just don't know. Because I think, going back to last weekend, you touched on it, we played probably the perfect road game at home against Manchester. I think it's going to take performances like Belfast and both Manchester games to get someone out of this. Yeah, if going into Cardiff, I would always take a point. And if you get the two, then we'll get the two. But I would take a point.
Score prediction for Cardiff?
For Cardiff, I think we can maybe get the point. You know that? I'm going to go 3-2 Devils over time.
Okay, I've went 5-2 Cardiff. Sunday, away to Guildford. 3 players to watch. Ethan Strang, as usual, 40 points in 46 games. Ryan Tate, 31 assists in 45. And then my wee pal Daniel Tedesco, who seems to always love a point against Dundee, whether it's for Guildford or whether it's for Belfast. But he has 6 points in his last 5 games. So he's really starting to hit a bit of form as well, coming at the business end of the season.
Yeah. Again, Guildford, similar kind of team to Cardiff, I think. And they're capable of beating anybody on their day. Yes. Yep. Capable of beating anybody on their day. But we've been in there this season, and we've beat them there this season. But I think we'll probably come a wee bit unstuck on the Sunday, especially if we're going to be short-benched again, which I would probably imagine we are going to be. Mm-hmm. I think Guildford, I think the work that we put in and the effort that we put in over last week, going back to last Wednesday, and then into Cardiff and Guildford, I think the Guildford game might just be a wee bit too far. I think we could be on a bit of a doing.
Okay.
6-2 Flames.
Yeah. So I've went 4-3 Flames in overtime. I think we'll maybe get a point on this Sunday. Just try to be optimistic on that one. Okay. Round off the show with our Slimming World with Stella. Sponsored on this day. Senior, we have a birthday today. Born in 1988 and played just 4 games for the Stars. Danny Markovits.
Oh, mind that. I'm the D-man.
Yep.
The D-man.
Contract extension on this day. Which, by the way, is the 11th of March.
All right.
Because I forgot to say it again. In 2016, we renewed the contract of Kevin Hart.
Oh, my favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. What a D-man he was. See, if the timings were just a bit different, to have him and Dryden in the same team.
Oh,
That'd be a good defensive unit in there. Just the 3 games on this date. 2017. Well, senior, we're in the same week, so why would we not be playing the Cardiff Devils this weekend? On this day in 2017, we had an away league loss at the Cardiff Devils by 4-1. Kale Tanaka with the only goal for the Stars. In 2018, we had a home league win versus the Milton Keynes Lightning by 9-4. 2 goals by Lucas Lundvald Nielsen. 2 goals by Mark Olivier Mimar. Goal by O'Brien Hart. Riley Stadel. Johan Andersson, Gabriel Levesque, and Malcolm Gould.
Some decent players in that, being honest with you.
Remember Tyler Brickler was in that fucking team as well, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's some decent players in it. Brian Hart was a good player.
Yeah.
Lucas played well, he was a good player. Malcolm Gould was a decent player, decent pedigree, but he maybe just wasn't here at the right time.
Stadel.
Ken, what I liked Ridley Stader.
He was good with us, and he became shit when he went to Manchester.
Yeah, he had glass. Was it? Did he not keep fighting and kept butting his fucking hand or something? What a half one. Yeah, but yeah, I must admit, I liked Ridley Stader.
Yeah, and the final game on this day, and funnily enough, Guildford. Who would have thunk it? On this day in 2023, we had a home league loss to the Guildford Flames by 5-2. Goals by Johan Eriksson and Dryden Dye. Dryden Dye!
Dryden Dye.
And that is on this day, senior. Well, and that's the end of this week's show.
Junior, I'm gonna just touch on something before I go.
I thought you might. You had that wee glint in your eye that you were going to say something there. That's how it's a bit like. That's the end of the show.
Yeah. So it's for yourself and Ryan Thompson, right? The Scotland squad has just been announced, and his fucking name's still no there. Still no there. Yet he's picking boys like Anthony Ralston, Grant Hanley. I'm telling you, Scott McKenna. I'm having it now. There's a petition getting started. Kevin Holt for Scotland.
But I didn't care about him now. He's a lot of fucking Ireland, so I didn't care anymore. Fuck him.
Yeah. I thought that it just came up on my phone. I thought I'm going to mention it. Ryan Thompson will fucking be pissing his cell laughing.
Oh dear. But yeah, that is this week's episode, folks. Thank you again for joining in. As we said earlier in the show, Sophie Cool winning the £50 voucher for Don McKayley. Big, big things coming from Don McKayley as they move premises down to Exchange Street in Dundee. Really exciting times for them, moving to a bigger kitchen and that. So please keep an eye on all their social media channels for all of the exciting things that's coming their way. Senior, no home games this weekend.
No.
But senior's got a wee task this weekend to come feed my cats, because I'm away to country this weekend. So it's going to be... You already can. I've already spoke to you about it. You're trying to be a smart arse and you're going to a double header away from him, even though you've not even been an away game since about fucking 2005.
Nah. It's later than that.
It's
no 2006.
Okay, six then. But listen, safe travels. I know there is a number of people going down to Cardiff and Guildford this weekend. I think Ding Dong, Brian Bell, Ding Dong's going down seemingly. Delty's Auntie Berta, he's going down. Auntie Berta will be like, okay, well, you're paying it for yourself then. But safe travels to everyone. Be loud and proud like we were on Sunday. And obviously when you were in Manchester and Belfast as well. And hopefully we're sitting here with smiles on our face still. I'm even happy with 1 point for the four. It's a tough weekend, so I'll be happy with a point or two.
We'll take the two. We'll just take 2 points. That'll be it.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the rest of your week, folks, and we will speak to you all again next week. Don't you know, pump it up.